book.
Walk the halls of most college dorms and you'll hear music. Much of it's free music, downloaded with the help of file swapping software like Kazaa, Grokster, and ShareScan. But that entertainment could eventually come at a big price. The recording industry has been suing to stop copyright infringement and has been issuing subpoenas to get the names of offenders from colleges. Despite that, these students on the UW-Madison campus don't expect file sharing to stop.
All of my friends download files. I mean, everyone that I know downloads files. And so
I don't think I know a person my age who doesn't download music that has access to a computer.
In the past 4 years, I've downloaded probably over 500 songs. If I used ShareScan, I would have downloaded so much more.
File sharing for free music and movies appears to be just as high at other campuses, and students' concern about getting caught just as low. The technology director at UW-Stevens Point, David Dumke, believes the threat of legal consequences for students is real, whether they believe it or not.
Because the music industry is trying all kinds of different ways to stop this, and they have a sound case from what I've read on it. If you look at copyright law and the different arguments that students might use, they don't stand on very firm legal ground.
Some students, like this 18-year-old freshman who attends UW-Madison, believe they're less likely to be nabbed if they take entertainment files from a shared site, but don't put any up for others to download.
I've heard that subpoenas have been issued, but what it comes down to is that you have an option on your computer where you don't have to share files, and that's what I do, which is, it's not necessarily fair to everybody else, but you know, I'm kind of covering my own interests.
So you're downloading but not uploading?
Yeah. I'm kind of just mooching off other people.
So far, none of the UW system campuses have gotten subpoenas from the recording industry, but several have gotten cease and desist orders, which are passed along to student swappers. Brian Rust, with Information Technology at UW-Madison, says if students don't comply, campus officials might consider taking drastic action. Penn State did. This spring, 200 student swappers were cut off from the campus network.
If we received a second notice that someone had continued to download music, then they probably would, we would look at disconnecting them from the campus network.
One warning was all it took for UW-Madison student Tal Rubenstein. The sophomore from Milwaukee was busted by Universal Studios for downloading the movie Back to the Future. He hasn't swapped since he got the legal warning. However, he's still enjoying free music. Rubenstein didn't delete the files he obtained illegally.
Okay, here's a Tom Petty song I downloaded.
The prevalence of music swapping can make it a drain on campus computer networks, and each campus has tried different ways to dissuade students. At Stevens Point, they limit bandwidth. They also do this at the UW-Madison. Plus, they prioritize network traffic and entertainment file swappings at the back of the line. Impatient students may not want to wait. The time required to get free music is the reason that Madison freshman Luthien Nyland hasn't done it yet.
I haven't done it, but I think there's probably a good chance I would, now that I have a faster computer and just it's more accessible.
Although the UW has not gotten any subpoenas for student copyright offenders, MIT and Boston College have. But those universities have so far refused to be drawn into a fight between the recording industry and individuals for whom they provide internet access. The other issue brought up is free discourse on the web. But the recording industry shows no signs of backing down, saying there will be another round of subpoenas. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.